In Gertz Varney's living room, tucked safely between a cushy armchair and a window looking out on the beach, sits one of her most recent sculptures.
Her name is Little Feather, and in Onungan it's Aktham Anang Uktayulu.
Little Feather is a young girl carved from blue-gray soapstone. She's wearing a traditional Onungan dress, trimmed with deep red ochre, and her hair is tied back in a long braid.
She's carrying a bag of ivory fish. She's saying, Mama, Mama, we're going to eat tonight.
The little girl and her fish are in good company here in Svarni's home, surrounded by all kinds of artwork. Finely woven grass baskets that fit in the palm of your hand, expressive wooden masks that depict hunters hard at work, and long-billed visors that celebrate the style of traditional Aleutian kayakers, warding the sun and spray from their eyes.
I think my inspiration comes from my people, because they're in my thoughts all the time.
But Svarni hasn't always translated those thoughts into creative endeavors.
So you got to art later in life.
I was 50, 51 or 52, somewhere in there.
Svarni says art wasn't on her agenda growing up in Unalaska in the 1930s. She spent her childhood outside, exploring the island with her three brothers and three sisters.
We always tried to get away from Mom because she'd always make us do chores.
Life changed when Svarni was 12 years old. It was World War II and the Onungan people were forced to evacuate their region. Her family was interned in southeast Alaska, except for her father, who wasn't Onungan and had to stay behind. Svarni doesn't talk so much about that time in her life.
Had good times and bad times. Always homesick.
When she eventually returned to Unalaska, Svarni had a husband and four daughters. They moved into the same house she grew up in, and one day, the art came to her.
I found some bones on the beach and decided to see if I could do anything with them.
Svarni sat down at the kitchen table with a melon baller and an X-Acto knife. She shaped one bone into a mask and the other into a small figure.
Had you ever taken the class, or did you just...
Never.
Just tried it?
I just tried it.
More than that, she loved it. She loved handling the materials, she loved bringing her ideas to life, and she loved the way sculpting brightened her mood on a bad day. But Svarni says that doesn't mean she felt confident in her work, not right away.
There's many times I've doubted myself, of course, like many people do in their profession, but I think, are you an artist? Can you call yourself an artist?
It's been almost 40 years since Svarni shaped those first pieces of bone, and she's come to think of herself as a sculptor.
But I've been thinking lately, boy, those rocks are getting heavy. Maybe I should start painting.
All jokes aside, Svarni says she's found her identity as an artist. Now she wants to help other Onungan creatives do the same.
I've always thought that so many of our people are artistically inclined, but sometimes life gets in the way and they never pursue, you know, what they want to do, like me until I was 50.
Svarni teaches art to students at Unalaska's cultural camp Kanayu, and she's brought up her own children and grandchildren with a love for the arts.
My granddaughter Larissa and I were talking, and we were saying that we had so many ideas that we wanted to do. And I said, Larissa, I will never finish my ideas because I'll die before I finish my the things that I want to get done.
But she's not stopping anytime soon. In fact, Svarni says this time of her life may just be her most creative.
I love doing it. When I'm working, I'm happy.
In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.